you, Bill. Welcome to Hammer Dub. Number one sports gambling show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino, the Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder.
What's up, dude?
Just fucking YouTube. It's trying to...
The tube will do that.
We're trying to do...
Go live.
Is do a show and go live. And fucking YouTube won't let it happen.
Come on.
Thankfully, Bill saved us.
Thank you, Bill.
I like that hat today.
It's not bad. Found this yesterday at the mall. I was fucking... I honestly looked for every kind of hat you could find and stumbled on Old Faithful fucking black Nike.
Looks great.
It's not bad.
Boys are in the back. Jay, Mitt, how we doing?
Pretty good, Tony. Pretty good.
Mitt, how was your gambling weekend?
I had a great weekend in the NBA, but the Avalanche have hit an 0-2 schneid when I started betting on them. So.
Oh, no.
Did a great weekend in the NBA?
Oh, yeah. Big-time weekend in the NBA. Good Hawks win.
On Saturday?
No, actually, had a bad Saturday.
Oh.
Forgot.
Who do you have?
What's that? I met up with him yesterday. I thought he got skunked on Saturday.
Well, that wasn't the weekend.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what have you done for me lately? I went 1-0 yesterday in the NBA.
Bow, how was your weekend?
Saturday was good. Yesterday, not so much. But the Habs came back.
Are they going to... So the Habs are up 3-0.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when Nicky Skates comes in.
Yeah. Ball was great on Saturday. And then Sunday, just fucking... Cleveland got routed by Baltimore. Cueto was up 3-0 in the fourth. Then it was 3-3 in the fifth. Gives up a leadoff double to the pitcher, Hendricks. And
that'll happen.
That was the end of the day for me.
That'll happen, pal.
Sunday seemed like the day that I get got, if I'm going to get got.
Wonder why that is.
I don't know. And every, like, on Sundays, the lines seem like they're good. Like, Oakland was plus a half yesterday. Like, better team against the Rockies.
Yeah.
I mean, Marquez was on the mound, which was worrisome. But the kid for the Athletics had a good ERA. They didn't do it.
Do you watch Clippers Mavs?
Yeah. Awesome. I love Kawhi, dude.
Kawhi did what LeBron was supposed to do.
Oh, Tony, I actually had one of my first ever hedges on the Clippers Mavs. I took the Mavs because I had the Clippers as a plus 280 on the series.
On the series, did you, Mitt?
Yeah, I hedged. I hedged. It was sweet.
So you were making a profit no matter what happened yesterday.
I was so happy watching the game. Hedging is actually really cool.
Okay, so when you were hedging yesterday, how did you decide how much you were going to win either way?
I put basically like $10 more than the amount that I had before on the I was gonna at least make $10. I don't know.
Okay.
Dollar's a dollar, dude.
Hey, dollar's a dollar, my friend.
That's Kawhi, man. He's got it. He just sometimes, I don't know what it is. That team's so weird. Like, I tweeted it yesterday and people didn't like it, but I said the Clippers are in a game 7 in round 1, but it feels like if they win this game, they could win the title.
And I agree. I saw you. People didn't like that?
No. No.
What did they say? Clippers stink?
Yeah. I don't think there's who's better in the West.
Well,
who could you honestly say is better in the West right now? Do we think the Jazz are better?
Suns.
Well,
Think the Suns are better?
Yeah.
But it's close. You know what I mean?
The Jazz are minus 145 favorites in the series.
Yeah, like I'm taking Clippers series.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. I think Kawhi's got another run in him. The way he's playing, dude, he's going like...
Kawhi's the best player in that series.
Whew. I love Donovan Mitchell.
Kawhi's better than Donovan
Mitchell. Yeah, right now, yeah, for
Donovan
sure.
Donovan Mitchell I'd put at 2.
Yeah.
It's better than Paul George.
Yeah.
Paul George is 3. But then the Jazz have maybe like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Batum is sneaky good for the Clippers. He is very good. Very underrated, I think.
Is Mike Conley playing tonight, Mitt? Do you know? By any chance?
They're not playing tonight.
No,
sorry.
They're not playing tonight.
Game 1.
I am not sure if Michael Conley is
And Morris. Back yet. Morris is shooting right now, dude. You find him in the corner there for that 3. He ain't missing, dude. This Clippers team can get going. I think they got a shot, dude, especially if Harden's out.
Well, yeah, especially now that LeBron's out, then Kawhi has the actual chance to make a run. I don't know. I think the Clippers.
That game's interesting. The Bucks-Nets game is very, very interesting because
the Bucks looked rusty.
And game one against the Heat, they had their worst shooting performance of basically the entire year.
But here
game one against the Nets, they had their worst shooting performance of the entire year. They went like 5 of 30 from 3 or something like that.
Here's the thing, though. This is the question that always comes up. Middleton has to be the number two guy. Correct. And I don't know if he is. And when he's not, they lose.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes. Middleton's not hitting shots, the Bucks lose. Like, it's just how it's been like these past few years. And if he has a stinker, then they're in a bad spot.
Right now, Nets are minus 205 on the series. Bucks are plus 172. Harden's out for game two tonight. Mitt, you like the Bucks tonight, don't you?
Yeah, I really like the Bucks tonight. I'm really liking the zigzag theory here. I'm thinking this one's for sure going to go seven. And then I was also thinking the only way that you can stop the Nets is if James Harden gets hurt. James Harden's hamstring acting up in the playoffs. I don't know. I think they might even
Brooklyn
might
opened lose up as 2.5-point favorites. They are now plus one. A little bit of line movement there, Paul.
So it was weird because it was everyone was on Brooklyn game one, but everybody that I talked to was on the Bucks game one. But I mean, that's the public's crushing in the NBA playoffs.
Well, yeah, because favorites are covering.
Yeah,
and the public loves the favorites. So yeah, they're going to crush right now. Suns minus five versus the Nuggets tonight. I think I'm actually going to make a play here.
Are you?
Ooh.
I think I'm going to take the Suns.
I won't argue that.
I think Ayton's a better defender than Nurkic. Maybe he'll have a little bit better luck with Joker. And if he's not scoring, then the Nuggets aren't scoring.
These playoffs have felt like Ayton's coming out party.
A little bit.
Yeah. He's balling, dude.
Obviously, Chris Paul's injury status and stuff like that.
I mean, he's had a... How many days since they played?
No, I know, but...
When was that? Thursday? Thursday night, right? Yeah, I stayed up. So it was Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
3 days? I mean, he looked good after a day off against the Lakers.
I think I'm going to take the Suns minus five tonight. What do you think, Mitt?
I love that pick. I'm also taking the Suns. I mean, we watched Damian Lillard absolutely cook the Nuggets all series last time. What do you think Devin Booker's going to do? Like... The Nuggets don't have anyone to play defense. The Lakers actually had good defense, and Devin Booker just went off the whole series. I'm probably gonna take Phoenix in four, and I'm riding them tonight.
And then I had Hawks
sweep.
I had Hawks on the series, and they tried
How did
their
they
best
end
to
up with no
game
timeouts
away?
With 5 minutes
know.
Left in
the
game.
I don't know what the fuck they tried throwing that game away.
That could have been the biggest melt of all time, and it was close.
Then they
were heaving balls like half court tosses.
Ben Simmons luckily can't make a free
throw. Like high school basketball.
Luckily, Ben Simmons can't make a free throw.
How about him getting the Shaq treatment fouled that?
I
like,
know that's
half
what I'm saying.
Court. It's awesome.
Smart, Nate McMillan, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
I love Nate.
All right, Nikki Skates, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Good to be here. Appreciate it.
Let's take a call to get you into the show.
All right,
Mike's apartment. Mike in Brazil. What are we doing, pal?
Hammer down. Boy, oh boy, I wish I could get through to you guys on Friday because I had a pretty good pick in my mind.
Let's not live in the past, dude.
I know.
Phones were broken. Don't yell at us.
Call AT&T, dude.
I know.
What do you got?
It was Montreal in four at plus 550, and it was before game two, I believe, on Friday. So that's not looking too bad tonight.
Okay. But what do you have for tonight?
Tonight is talking about the New York Islanders and Bruins. I told Boston Connor I'm so split down the middle, so I got picks on both sides.
Ooh.
Picks that I want to talk
Mikey
about.
Mikey sides.
Okay. Patrice Bergeron, one plus goal in Boston to win, plus 210.
Ooh.
Brock Nelson, I like tonight, one plus goal in New York Islanders to win, plus 650.
Hey, so we're playing both sides of the fence here.
Matty Barzell, I think he's found it. He's got two goals in his last two games. He's finally got that monkey off his back this playoff. One plus goal in the Islanders to win, another plus 650. And David Pasta, first goal, plus 950.
Ooh.
Is this not
maybe he'll try to affect that shot he rang off the post.
Oh, he's got picks for it tomorrow. He's torn on this. Hey, Pup, give us the fucking winners, all right?
He has.
This guy's a good caller?
Multiple winning days in a row.
Well, we fucking hire him then. What are we even doing? This guy's a pundit. He's giving his call. Oh, I'm torn, boys. Wow. Who the fuck is he? Like this
Mike
guy,
in Brazil. Mike in Brazil.
Who?
Mike in Brazil.
Mike's apartment.
Does he live in Brazil?
I don't know. We're not sure.
Are you Brazil the country or Indiana?
Mitt asked me the same question. Brazil the country.
I mean, we got Canada kind of in here. We got Cuba in here. We got too much Italian in here. If this guy's a winner, let's fucking get him in.
No such thing as too much Italian.
Oh, no. That's,
another visa.
That Pat, he sounds like AQ on the phone.
Are you actually, I can't hear a word he's saying. Is he actually in Brazil? Like, does not have a...
That's what he says.
Bro, I got to write another letter. All right, Mike. Appreciate you, dude. I just learned about you, but keep calling in, man. Keep calling. It's not easy becoming a citizen over here. We appreciate your service, sir.
The only issue with him is he does hockey picks, so.
Nick's fired.
I mean, Mike's hot, and I'm ice cold, so. Mike in Brazil has figured out the strategy. It is awfully hard to miss if you just pick every player on the ice to score a goal.
You can't do that, unfortunately.
Well, he's never done that before.
No, he hasn't. He's the one time
he gave two guys.
He's picked one guy from each team
he
before.
He started the call with saying he had a plus 550 from Friday.
Well, you know I'm not, yeah.
Come on. Come on, Mike. You're better than that.
Well, let's not be mean.
I will be.
Why?
Standard is a standard.
Why do you want to be mean, dude? This
thing. You set the standard.
That is your thing.
Yeah.
I did
can't
like
be
the,
calling in saying you had a pick on Friday.
I did like the Patrice Bergeron one, though.
Is he do? Is he playing well?
He always plays well in big games. He's a guy that finds a way to, it's not always the prettiest, but he finds a way to get it done.
What if the Islanders go up 3-2 here tonight?
Very real possibility, Gump. The Islanders, plus 158 tonight. If you believe in them in regulation, plus 260. But every one of these games feels like it could be an overtime game, right?
Yeah.
Every time these two teams get on the ice, feels like overtime is inevitable.
I told you this morning, I may take the Isles strictly because of the value at plus 150, whatever it is now, is 162 this morning.
158 now, plus 300 to go to OT.
I mean, each game's been a coin flip except for the one that the Islanders fucking blew the fucking barn doors off.
Yeah, which was wild. Both the last two games have gone under as well.
Yep.
It's set at 5.5 right now. The over for that is 138, plus 138. The under's minus 170.
Ooh.
Over's what?
138.
Okay. Unders minus 170?
Yeah. That's a lot.
This has been a good series, man.
It's been a great series.
There's been a lot of good series.
Yeah, except for fucking Montreal blowing the doors off of Winnipeg like we all knew.
Yeah.
I have converted. I converted on Sunday. I did I did jump on board with the Avs.
Welcome aboard, my friend.
It had to happen.
Water is fine.
I just feel like at this point, Winnipeg's just dead and buried, and maybe people will say, oh, they're going to stave off the sweep. They're going to get one tonight. I don't think so. I think they're ready to roll over and be done with it.
Yeah, minus 150. I will take Habs money line one more time.
Okay. Plus 172 on the puck line, maybe even worth it. I'm deferring to you on this one, on this particular instance, because you have been riding the
60-minute line?
Habs in regulation plus 105.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking value, plus 105, I'll lay the money line, minus 150. I will lay the juice. I will even...
Also...
The Habs, if Vegas gets by Colorado...
Don't even.
Give me Carey Price math matchup. Fucking Battle of Canada, don't even. Dude. Fucking don't Habs, even dude.
Speaking of that series, John from Chicago, what do you got?
Hey, Hammer Don.
Hammer Don.
It's another Nikki Skate-centric question here. So I got two working eyes, and I was watching this game last night. Aside from, like, Peter DeBoer's propensity to start Robin Leonard at random intervals over Flower for no apparent reason, Philip Grubauer looks like a broken man. Ooh. Are the Avs fucking dead? Do they win another game this series?
It feels like they're dead, doesn't it? I mean, if you watched any of that game last night, it feels like they're dead. But it's not just Grubauer, like... Where's McKinnon at now?
You never know. That's what I said, man.
Where's he at?
We talked about him too much.
But you think about it, like, they played the Blues, no adversity, steamrolled them.
Yeah.
You go up 2-0, no ever. You lose a game after you've been rolling. Thoughts start creeping in your head. Now you're tied 2-2. I mean, Vegas, that barn is fucking electric. It is loud.
Now, again, you know, we get a chance to see Colorado going back home. Exactly. How do they answer? You know, and maybe it's a different team at home. But Grubauer does look like he's shook a little bit.
Yeah.
Because some of these goals that are going in are stoppable pucks.
Well, it's because they don't have the home crowd going, Groo!
They do do that.
They do.
I know.
They do. They've been known to let out a groove. I mean, Pacioretty smoked him from 35 feet out the other night. Larister just
Pacioretty's. He's when he gets going, man.
I mean, they're pretty big favorites. -154 next game.
Who's that?
Abs.
What's the puck line?
-1.5, +176.
Vegas is still +18. They're +118 to win the series. So. Do you have any faith in them to steal one of these games on the road? Because it does seem like they're going to take care of things at home. I'm a believer in the Knights. I am. But Pete DeBoer worries me because he has, like that guy said, the propensity to do something stupid at any moment behind the bench. And
sure. Corey from Ottawa, what do you got?
Hey, boys. How's it going?
How you doing, Corey?
What's up, Corey?
Pretty good. I'm agreeing with you guys. The Habs are a wagon, but as an Ottawa Sens fan, I can't bet on the money line. It just goes against everything in my body. So I have a stat for you guys. The first six games they've played, or the last six games they've played, Montreal scored first, so I got that -150.
Okay.
So that's what I'm hammering. I can't bet the money line, but the Habs have been killing it lately. So.
Thank you, Corey.
They are getting it early and often. Corey Perry had one, three, 4 minutes into the last game?
Corey Perry's the best.
Yeah, you went from six to midnight. You were cheesing. I get a FaceTime from Gumpy anytime you have a score.
the Mighty Duck Man himself.
Yeah. That one, I would absolutely hammer that. Like we said, I think Winnipeg's just going to roll over and die.
You think this is dead? Yeah.
I do. Like they got no, Stastny came back even, and that didn't give them any boost.
Yeah.
So
no, they're dead.
They're not getting Scheifele back yet. The DeMeo's accosting them.
They're dead.
They're dead.
They're dead. They're dead, pal. Jets are dead.
It's tough. It's a good fan base.
What I was going to say earlier, Jets and Habs, two of the last three have gone over. It's +112.
Ooh. What's that, 5.5?
5.5.
Yeah, they're all 5.5.
Now, to get there, you're relying on Montreal to get a couple.
Yeah.
Couple garbage time goals, probably, but.
Hey,
Jets also, may pull a goalie.
They may pull it very early, too, since they may pull it with 3 minutes left.
And the reason I was talking about Montreal puck line earlier, Montreal 5-0 against the spread in the last five.
Oof. Is that good? Well, they've been good? Dogs.
Is that good?
Yeah. 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 Last night was, or no.
They've been dogs and they've won every game.
Yeah, last night was the first game they were favored all playoffs.
Yeah. But the outside of that, the only game, I think, that was the 1-0 game.
Yeah.
They didn't cover.
They were down 3-1 to the Leafs, man. What a fucking just rolled off fucking six straight.
Yeah.
Maybe seven.
Yeah. They made those couple lineup changes and got the young guys in there, and then it was like they flipped the switch. Having said that, I'm on both of the home teams tonight, the home favorites, because I think Winnipeg's done. And while I do think the Islanders could pull it off, Boston being back home, I think that's a big deal for them in this series.
It is. They are very good at home. Tyler from PA, what do you got?
Hello?
You all right, dude?
No, oh, dude, yeah, are you ready for this? 100% three-leg parlay.
All right, let's fucking hear it, dude.
All right, Fernando Tatis to hit a home run.
That's a big parlay.
Under 10.5 for the Marlins and Red Sox, and Montreal Canadiens, 60-minute regulation, +1510.
Woo!
100%, dude.
100%er.
Lock it in.
Take it home. Tatis
to hit a home run.
How do you feel about it, pal?
What's that?
What?
The under 10.5 in that Sox game would be the one that worries me.
Pavetta
had a bounce back last game, but the guy, I have no idea who the guy pitching for the
Pablo
Marlins.
Pablo Lopez was supposed to go for the Marlins.
Yeah.
He got scratched, or not scratched, moved to tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then the Canadians.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue with you.
I mean,
there.
I don't hate it. Yeah. Dylan from Wisconsin. Tenny winners.
What's happening, boys?
How are you? How are we doing? I haven't How's the record? Are we still fucking winning?
We're sitting at 5-1 on what we've given in. So
that's pretty good. So you won. We won last time.
We won. Serena and Sophia Kennan both hit. Pizza plus 300 did not hit.
Okay, that's fine.
We're going to keep it moving. I got one play in the Frenchie for you, and then one outside the Frenchie.
Okay.
Tsitsipas, hey, my book doesn't allow parlays, so I would say if you got something you really like, a little more juice, pulls it with Tsitsipas. I just played the under of 37.5. He'll take this one, and it should be relatively easy for him. So Tsitsipas or the under, take your pick. And then at the Stuttgart Open, we're taking Martin Fuchsovics.
Marty Kaltsevics.
Martin Fuchsovics.
Yep.
So he's minus 125 on my book, already locked in. He'll be an early one tomorrow. So those are the two tennis plays. Good luck, fellas, and we'll speak soon.
Thank you, Dylon.
Hey, baby, Dylon.
Dylon, another good caller.
Tenny.
5-1 is pretty good.
It's got the juice straight to it, huh?
It's fucking straight to it, dude.
Can't argue with that, my friend.
Tsitsipas has been a fucking wagon.
What did Federer just hang it up? Walked it off.
Tell you who also is looking pretty good. Rafa.
Mr.
Clay. Nadal. Mr. Clay himself.
Bit of a scare this
Rafa
morning.
Rafa to win the tournament?
Yeah.
Was he even, right?
Was he down this morning? It was a bit of a scare, I was reading.
A bit of a scare?
Yeah.
No scares.
This morning?
No scares. What's going on?
I thought he hasn't lost a set.
Oh, I thought he was down this morning, I thought I read.
Well, I might have read that yesterday. He was down.
He was down, I believe.
Today, he won 7-5, 6-3, 6-0.
Oh.
He was down.
He was down.
I mean, they went to the tiebreaker in the first.
35 sets in a row?
Yeah.
He was down?
Yeah.
That's what I saw. He's won 35 sets in a row at the fucking French, dude.
Roland Garros?
Yeah.
Jeu set match, Nadal?
See.
He was down.
Profit being down scare. At the fucking seven. He won three straight sets, dude.
I mean, I'm guessing he was down in the first.
No scares, set. Dude. Come on.
I mean, Johnny Sinner may have fucking opened the game.
Janik Sinner, he's...
Bob!
He was down.
He was down?
Down.
No way.
3:31 a.m.
What do you mean he was down? He was won first set.
Bro, he's in wee hours.
Yeah,
he's down. Pottery, 3:31 a.m. He battled against some guy.
Yeah.
I've tweeted about it. I guess I was watching a replay.
Federer. Yeah, that was tough. That was fucking
what are you guys talking about?
Nadal. But Federer, he hung it up. He walked it off.
Yeah, it was 3:31 a.m. He quit.
Yeah, he quit.
Federer quit?
I saw you tweet that, and I almost called you.
It was on NBC.
I saw everybody had tweeted at you already.
It was on NBC. What do you want from me? They're playing on TV. I was a little bit confused about the time zones. I was like, 3:31? How is it 3:31 right now? But
what do you mean Federer quit?
He quit, dude. It was a battle.
Yeah, he's done.
Change your shirt. Fuck it. He said.
Walk it off.
It was awesome.
I mean, tell me here that...
Apparently word did not get out.
So he didn't win?
Feds?
Yeah.
Maybe he did.
He might have won, but
he called it.
He just said I'm out.
Ah. It was a battle, dude. A lot of... A lot of that. Tennis is a big...
Oh, so he won on Saturday.
Yeah, but which one's Saturday? Which one's Sunday?
He bowed out after the win on Saturday.
Yeah, is that the 3:31 a.m. one?
Yeah.
He beat the German 7-6. Damn, they all went 7-6, 7-7.
Yeah, what was the German's name?
Kopfer.
Yeah, K-O-E-P-F-E-R.
Oh, I get it. He was scared.
No.
No, because he was supposed to play Marty Berrettini from Italy, so he was scared.
Nah, Federer was stared down at Italian and say, listen here, pal, I ain't shining shoes no more.
The tennis community is not happy with Mr. Federer. Oh, my God.
Well, everybody, you know, it is interesting that I decided to tweet that about Federer, and he, in the moment, was in a firestorm in the tennis community. I got attacked by the tennis community as well.
What did they say?
Well, I have freezing cold takes here, because I guess that by this point he had already quit and I was watching. You know what I mean?
It was Jersey was in the rafters already.
Yeah. he was awesome, dude.
He withdrew because he had to listen to his body.
Hey, Serena, I watched her play, too.
She got dominated?
No, she actually made a commercial in the middle of the match. She, everything was going wrong for her against this, I forget who it was. What's her record right now?
She lost to Rybakina.
What?
She lost to Rybakina.
Last name or first name and
full name? Elena Rybakina.
Okay. Was that the one I saw?
Not Reba. So you thought maybe it was Reba and then Keeney, like Reba McIntyre.
Bingo.
Reba Keeney.
Reba.
Alina Reba Keeney.
She was making a movie. I thought she was making a commercial in the middle of that thing. There was like a real rally moment where she was fucking all flustered. These balls were flying all over the place. She could not find the court. She was getting beat. She was tired. She was winded. And then one was going out of bounds, and she tried to backpedal out of the way of it, and it hit her paddle or hit her racket or whatever. So it was a point, and at that point, she put her racket on the court, and she bent her head over for it, and it was like a good 30-45 seconds of her sitting there, and the crowd was like, let's go, you know, like I'm watching a commercial right now, like down but not out.
She probably was thinking
mom, she was here down. We go, and she got the next point. I was like, here we go, this is it. I did not watch it. It turns out she did lose.
She lost, yeah.
Yeah.
Straight set.
She was getting unlucky. It was. I can watch some tennis if it's good tennis.
I will watch the final of all the majors.
I don't know what the majors are. Like, I didn't know we were in Paris yesterday. I thought we were potentially in Australia. That's why the time was so different. But turns out it was just pre-recorded.
Well, you got the Aussie, you got the French, you got the US Open, then you got Wimbledon.
When's McEnroe play? Didn't he play here in...
Johnny Mac?
I think they had a tour.
What about Roddick? What the hell happened to Roddick?
Let me tell you this every time you ask, dude.
He was on Garbage Show, that Garbage Show.
He was.
He found love.
Yeah, he's gave up on the game.
Speaking of, like, people that were hot there for a bit, you see Lochte, he's fucking coming back.
Right? What's he doing?
He's back. He's
training, dude. He said the best way to get past the...
Oh, he saw Tebow.
Remember when he robbed that store in Brazil?
He said it was a mistake.
He was on Big Brother after that.
Celebrity Big Brother,
I think? Yeah! I think he... made a couple of decisions that he regrets now, but that's the documentary. Is like Lochte coming back to the pond or something like that. Like he's back swimming again.
Is Phelps back swimming?
Phelps spoke a lot.
Wait, is Lochte going to be in these games in like a month?
I hope so. I think so. That was a documentary I watched. It might have been 4 years old, though. I don't know, dude. Try to see Cruella, too, man. I can't bet on that. I'm betting on Lochte, though, if you can't bet on swimming. You guys will be able to bet on everything Olympics?
I think so.
Should be able to.
Simone Biles, early lock. Oh, yeah. I'd like to hammer her for everything.
She might be minus a billion, dude.
No, we got to win something.
She's inventing moves every week.
She's going to be a favorite.
She's getting penalized for inventing new moves. Because in gymnasty, right, like you get scored off of the difficulty of the move. Uh-huh. But nobody's ever done any of the moves that she's done before, so they don't know how to score it. So I think what should happen is every judge should have to go out publicly and attempt what Simone's doing.
Bingo.
And then that'll tell us how hard it is, because she's making shit look very easy.
Absurd.
That double McTwisty thing that nobody's ever done in competition, I think she could have done a triple if she wanted to.
That was like, I just watched the biography of Booker T. He used to do a spin-a-rooney. And I was like, oh, spin-a-rooney, whatever. He made Vince McMahon. He made The Rock all try and do the spin-a-rooney.
Can't do it.
Terrible. Terrible. And then you appreciate Booker's spinner. That's what we're talking about.
Lochte does seek, this is from swimswam.com. Lochte seeks to become oldest Olympic swimming medalist. So.
There's a documentary out about it.
Carrie Strug's still going?
No. She retired.
Who's that one from Indiana? Isn't there a swimmer from Indiana? She did really well last time, 5 years ago or whatever.
The one from Stanford is the greatest in the world.
She's an Indiana. No, there's an IU person, I thought. How about those Olympians turning down actual money, by the way? Isn't that crazy?
Katie Ledecky.
Was she the Indiana girl?
She's the one from Stanford who just fucking dominates.
Speedo was going to give her like
a... It's either her dad or her grandpa co-owns the Islanders.
Okay, so that's why.
Who, Katie Ledecky?
Okay, it makes sense. You stay at Stanford if you...
Maybe uncle, something. Well, someone in the family.
There's no professional swimming league, is there?
Yeah, so when Speedo's offering you a couple million, you're like, no, I'm going to stay at Stanford instead. I'm like, wow, that's awesome.
That's the issue.
You love education, dude. That's awesome.
The girl, the snowboarder who...
Yeah. Kim. Miss Kim. She could have made $1 billion.
Could have.
And her dad decided, no, we ain't doing that. Snowboarder.
Chloe Kim.
Bingo. Miss Kim, dude. Mr. Kim, not to be confused with Mr. Kim, who I have to do business with before Mr. I can Kim, agree.
Yes.
It's a great negotiation, by the way, if you're watching or listening. Always refer to somebody. It's called the Mr. Kim principle. Even if you run your own business, you have to consult with Mr. Kim to see if it's okay with him, and then you'll get back to the person. I like it. Let me see. That person doesn't exist. Okay, that person's just coming back. Hey, Mr. Kim said, people are saying. That's kind of the move. Miss Kim, though, Chloe Kim, I thought she was going to make $100 million after the last Winter Olympics. I really did.
The move in Cube Life is similar. You just say, I got to talk to my boss. Then you never talk to your boss, and you just come back and say, we can't do it.
That's a good move. That's Mr. Kim principle.
Can't do it. It's not on you.
That was in a business mag I read on a plane one time because I didn't have internet.
Aficionado.
Potentially. What are we betting on tonight, boys? What did Brazilian Mike say?
Brazilian Mike said to take every player on the ice. It was not his best call. But
well, he's hot. You're cold though. So
true.
He's cold. What is the hot bet?
Me game? Specifically.
Ice cold. You're not cold, Diggs. Whoa.
I'm not cold.
No, COVID Cowboys riding that saddle through the desert.
3-1 on Sunday, but
it's pretty good.
It's bounced back.
Why did you say we're ice cold then?
Because I was very, very cold.
Self handicap.
Empathy. It's about empathy.
We can care. Get out of my way, kid. Empathy. Together.
Who do you like tonight? Bruins or Islanders?
I like that Lexus commercial. Where's it at? In the barn?
In Beantown, in Boston. TD
Boston.
Garden.
I like Boston tonight a lot. Who's favorite? Boston?
Yeah, Boston's favorite. 188 minus 188.
Everyone's on the Bucks tonight, which I know you'll be on the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm out on the Bucks.
The Nets.
Oh, yeah. Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah. Not the Pirates.
I thought the Tampa Bay Bucks. What is it? Because they re-signed B.A. and Jason Light. The Milwaukee Bucks, I heard Stephen A. say this morning that Chris Middleton's supposed to be a part of their big three, and he's just not showing up.
Yeah, whenever we were talking, if he's not their second best guy, they ain't
winning.
They
played terrible the first game.
He played terrible the first game against the Heat. That's when they almost lost, too. So if he's
going, Harden's taking a break, right?
Yeah, Harden, he's off.
If it's that same hamstring, man, he might. That's tough to keep coming back from a hand.
Mate, you're on the Bucks tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm big time on the Bucks tonight.
What's that all about?
James Harden's not playing. I think that this is probably going to go 7. If it's going to go 7, Milwaukee has to win tonight.
What's, I like it.
That's a good point.
Bucks are favored by a point in Brooklyn.
Mm. All right. So, yeah, give me the Nets. I'd like to bet everything that I have left in my account on that. That's my lock.
Yeah, the Nets open as a 2.5-point favorite. Now they are a 1-point dog.
Okay. So, is Kevin Durant playing?
Yeah.
Is Kyrie Irving playing?
Yeah.
Steve Nash coaching?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Joe Harris is playing?
Exactly. I know that guy exists for sure. Is Blake Griffin playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a double-double
first
time since 2016.
Yeah, you're damn right, dude. He was lost in the dirt.
Diving on balls, dude. It was electric.
He was a cicada in Detroit, dude.
He was.
Like Stafford. He was a cicada, dude, in the dirt. He's coming out yelling now. Matthew Stafford, Blake Griffin, get out of the dirt.
We need those fucking Stafford cicada shirts.
Yeah, I don't know how many people will get it. Cicadas, I guess, very regionalized, but those who know, know.
U.S. Yeah. was plus 150 that game last night.
Really?
I bet on him.
Yeah.
Anytime I can bet on USA, I'm going to do it. And it was on the thing. I'm like, I'm going to bet on U.S. anything.
Yeah.
Speed walking coming in the Olympics, by the way. We got a guy in the speed walking world. We got a guy. His little hips go.
Ryan Lochte.
He's a swarm. Well, we got a guy there, too. Has Foxy done a fade thing?
No. LeBron's out, so he's depressed. So he probably won't do one, though, because he's scared.
I'm happy he can't ruin the Pens anymore. Hopefully he can ruin the Bruins.
What is dead may never die.
What was that?
What is dead may never die.
You're right.
Checks out.
Easy, pal.
Oh, right. Here.
Just let me use this one.
All right. What's that shirt? Foxcella?
This is from the patron saint.
Okay, here we go.
You're getting all boozed up.
No, I was actually with Pat when I bought it.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was on like a Sunday or something.
Yeah, it was a good day.
I do remember that.
Yeah. It was in the middle of quarantine.
Yeah, middle of quarantine.
You're fucking rattled. You don't know what to do tonight.
No.
No LeBron to bet on.
Look. LeBron's out.
Is the
NBA dead?
Don't do what you're
doing. Yes, for sure. They're definitely dead. But I'm putting in a bet right now because I just saw this and you guys were talking shit. I wasn't going to do this. The most obvious pick of all time, though, is at 7:40 tonight. Bucks, Nets. You take the Nets plus one. I mean, how do you not do that? I don't know why you guys are laughing right now. What's everyone laughing at?
Oh, well, you knew exactly what you were going to do.
How would you already call it?
I mean, everyone knows.
Foxy.
That's easy.
You're the best.
Why do you do that to me?
What?
Why are you doing this to me?
What did you do? Is that
I just
your pick
came in and made my first bet in like 5 months.
Was that his pick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like what you did to the Pens.
Well, he's got the Bees tonight, too, so you're all right.
Who, him?
You.
Yeah, but that's not like, I'm not, listen, they don't got Sidney Crosby, okay? Sure. So I would never bet on any team that doesn't have Sidney Crosby in the hockey world.
Right.
But I think the Bees win tonight. Yeah, I like the Nets a lot. Yeah. And then you come do-si-don in here with your new Focella shirt, fucking feeling yourself and just shitting all over everything that I started there.
I was like on my computer and all I heard was like, "Was Foxy have a pick tonight?" And I think that was you that said it. So you kind of asked for my pick tonight, and then like, I had to look at that.
I didn't ask for this though. Just like I didn't ask for you to fucking ruin the Steelers or the Penguins. Dude.
Well. I didn't have anything to do with the Penguins. You guys should have had me rooting for the Penguins because the one time I bet on them, they won the game. That was the only win in the playoffs. No, you ruined everything. Actually, they're only winning the last like 4 years in the playoffs, I'm pretty sure. So like maybe the Penguins.
How many does Detroit have?
Well, that's irrelevant in this conversation right now.
Exactly. Like your franchise, irrelevant.
Let's talk about this.
The cicadas.
The NHL is, for some reason, blackballing the Red Wings. We are tanking on purpose to get the first pick in the NHL draft, and then somehow we end up with the sixth. How does this work?
Yeah, you guys stink at stinking. You can't even stink right.
Why?
There ain't no good players down there at six, pal.
I don't get it. We're the worst team. Give us the number one pick.
Not happy with Foxy taking.
That's what I'm talking about. We were all in there, dude. This was a celebration. Nets.
You guys know me. Nets. When the team rides on a team, I got to go with it.
That's what they say in here.
This room, chat,
yeah,
it's all blue collar.
Yeah.
It's real people, okay? We don't take pics from guys who have robots cutting their yard. Everyone in here cuts their own grass.
That's crazy you got the Roomba for the yard, by the way.
It's awesome.
It looks like it really works. Yeah. I saw a big difference between behind that robot and in front of that robot.
While all you stooges are sitting on your freaking tractor all day, I get to just do whatever I want. I can get work done. I can sit in the AC. I can watch the game. I can do anything I want.
He's got garbage piling up, though. I was at a wedding yesterday with people.
There's a different kind of trim that Gumpy's mowing down.
Right? Well, that's what I've heard. But also, he's staying at a place called Shitty Way, I guess. the trash and dumpster, I guess it just gets backed up. I was at a wedding with a bunch of people that live in the same building as Gumpy, and they're like, we are paying. Ask your friend, they said, we are paying way too much money for the way that things have been going over there. And I guess the pool party, I think Gumpy was leading the charge there. They said they said a teak house party.
I got there at like 10 a.m. By 11:30, that place, they thought that was Vegas, man. Guy had a beer helmet on.
Yeah.
By like 1 p.m., I was like, I'm out. I messaged Pat. I was like, I never felt more 35 in my life.
The people, by the way, that I was talking to, incredibly cool people, have a good time. And they were like, that place is too much for us, man. I'm like, what?
So there's two pools. I think I went to the wrong one.
No, they said both.
Oh, they're both?
Yeah.
Oh, we're fucked.
Hey, live it up, dude.
I mean,
hey, let's get crazy.
Yeah.
But
not too crazy.
Obviously.
Are you wearing that Pokemon card around your neck?
Yeah.
Which one is it, dude?
Fucking Pikachu, dude. Fucking first edition, worth like $275,000.
Probably.
It was.
Probably like, $300,000 now.
It's worth like $2.75 because I did put a hole through it to put it on my chain.
No. You wore it on this Hammered Down episode where we all went perfect. This is a big deal. Logan said it's the Pokemon card that I wore out to fight Floyd Mayweather. This is $1 million card.
Yeah. Obviously. And then what happened? Actually, he got beat up. That's what happens when you wear a Pokemon card around your neck. You get beat up.
Hey, he survived, didn't he? All eight rounds.
He did.
There were some good tweets when he was laying like that on the ropes. A lot of good tweets on that.
It's a disrespect to boxing.
No, he might change. He might be changing boxing. Listen, you guys sitting down, standing up all the time. We're wasting energy. Let's just stand over here.
I mean, it's Mickey Mouse.
Why is everything Mickey Mouse these days? Can we just not enjoy it for the entertainment? Everyone's all pissed off, including the commentators, watching the fight was not
entertaining.
But we're still watching it. It was entertaining. It was a spectacle. It was awesome. And I don't care if you hate the Paul brothers. They fucking put asses in seats.
There was actually no one in that stadium.
That's what people were saying. Well, not as many
on TV. If you're watching TV.
Like when Canelo fought in Dallas, there was 80,000 people in that stadium. It was awesome.
Hey. There would have been if it wasn't for that fucking tropical rainstorm. And I'm not talking about the Paul brothers. I'm talking about the actual rain. Passing showers happen in Miami all the time.
There was a sprinkle.
We heard Darius Butler say that.
There was a sprinkle.
Hey, people were slipping and falling. They can't get up. But you're right. Like, how come it wasn't just for what it is? Hey, this is what this is.
Because it costs money.
Yeah, why are you mad that you paid $50? Did you not know that's what you were signing up for?
Well, true. I agree with you on that.
A bunch of slapdicks out there are all pissed off. Like, oh, we had a bad boxing match. Yeah. The guy's 0-1. He's never boxed in his life except for one time.
You ever spend $50 on some DoorDash and it showed up with something you hate all over it? Yeah, eat it, pal.
Eat it.
That's what you got to do.
I don't know. I just thought that was so weird.
They got to beef up the undercard. I like to have an Ocho on there. Yeah. Like Badu Jack, you know, great boxer in his time.
No, no, but still.
We don't want to see dude. That still. Kind of boxing.
You got to see what he did bro, out there?
Body shot knockout. Still
give me more. Time. Give me more celebs.
Bro, body shot
Put knockout. Wrestling on the card.
Pac-Man, did you see Pac-Man's
Give
Instagram
me Butterbean and Knoxville.
What did he say?
He was fucking, he meant the video of fucking Ocho. He's like, you fucking pussy, man.
Pac-Man?
Yeah, he's like, you should have fought me, motherfucker.
Yeah, get Pac in there.
I would like Pac in there, just as a representative of both West Virginia and the NFL. I think, isn't he supposed to fight that dude?
He should fight Joey Porter.
Yes. Peasy, though.
Hey, that'd be awesome fight. What would they weigh in on, do you think?
Doesn't matter.
What was it? 190? Hey. Oh, geez.
What?
No, I just got a text. That was a wild text message. Can't talk about it.
You're not going to share.
Okay. It was good. I mean, it was good.
Okay.
But anyways, back to this thing. Did Logan not look like he was 7 to 8 inches yes. taller than yes. than Floyd in there?
Yes.
What was it? Was Floyd wearing Air Forces?
They're 50-pound different.
He was wearing Air Forces whenever. I'm 6'3 in Air Forces.
Logan looked like he was 6'9 last night.
And by the way, his arms when he was just dangling them.
He had long arms.
Yeah. He's fucking yoked.
What if he became... Yeah, yoked.
Yeah. Floyd kind of seemed like he could have knocked him out anytime he really wanted to. If
you think so?
No.
I think he tried.
He was trying because he looked like he got mad there.
I think the weight difference was too much. I felt
like Logan was eating.
Yeah, the weight difference was
the first two rounds.
Floyd hit him a couple clean shots.
Floyd did his thing, and then you notice in the third round, he started getting in tight. Yeah. There was one shot that
and
Logan...
And boom! Yeah. Pow! And then as soon as they separate, by the way, he's right on top of him again trying to get in there. The Oculus.
Oh, the chat does have a good point. Shinigami should be on the next undercard.
Bingo.
Like that.
That's what we're talking about. We'll get a fighter to fight Shinigami on the next one.
One of the Pauls.
Shinigami, Pac-Man Jones.
Hey, Shinigami, by the way. I feel like we're still...
We're still a sponsor.
I feel like we're still a fan. I mean, blatant disrespect before that guy goes in for battle.
He did.
Biggest sponsor he's ever had, I think. I've seen it before everybody else. He just can't even pronounce my name. Then he went on with Schaub. They talked a little bit, I guess. Shinigami needs to be. He was on Fighter and the Kid Shinigami. He deserves. We need more of that for Shinigami. We need more Shinigami fights. But I do believe they should turn it into a spectacle. Huh?
Do we need more? Or do we get our fill?
I think there needs to be like a limit on how many rounds it can go. I mean, it has to be a half round limit. Like, if this thing ain't over, we ain't leaning on each other all night.
True.
I'd bet on Shinigami if he fought again, though. He's been eating that cauliflower eggplant thing. I'm fucking on Shinigami's side, dude. Even though he doesn't know my goddamn name. What's going on, Diggs? What type of show is this, dude?
What kind of show is this?
What do you mean?
Actually, can I just say one more thing?
I thought you were
about the boxing stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like, this is what I said this morning. I probably should not be saying this because I'm not a boxing or MMA purist or any of that bullshit. But there's, like, people complaining about it. Like, hey, how many times have you bought a boxing pay-per-view or an MMA pay-per-view and go, wow, that sucked. That was super underwhelming. Happens all the time. Every single time, except for maybe, like, one a year.
Hey, well, Showtime wasn't working, I guess, for a lot of people.
That's a
just
problem.
Like the ESPN Plus one for Connor. Was it Connor? And Floyd was ESPN Plus?
Poirier.
No, McGregor, Poirier was down.
That one was down.
Yeah.
Feels like everywhere goes down. Peacock, the cock went down.
Can't trust
WrestleMania?
Not enough bandwidth, dude. That's why you gotta go fucking buy a black box and fucking watch it on there.
I did buy it last night, though. A lot of people in here, I assume, were not purchasers.
No, not a chance.
I'm not paying my money to fucking.
No.
You guys are terrible. I watched an incredible high-def stream of Cruella this weekend, free of charge.
See, that's fucked up.
I heard it was awesome.
It was good.
I want to see it.
Those actors and actresses.
I saw it was $30. I said, I don't know if it's not going to be worth $30.
It'll be less than that, I think. This was like to get it. This is what all movies should do.
Yeah, I agree.
An upcharge to get it at your house earlier.
Yes.
I heard it was awesome. I wish I would have stayed up for it. I fell asleep as soon as it started.
It's a long one.
Sam loved it, though.
You're going to be like, oh, the movie's over. Nope. Another half hour to go.
Everybody has said it's really good. What's going on top of this? You guys supposed to spit in this thing?
I don't know. I found that the other day. It's awesome. I think it's for your drugs.
Yeah.
No, I ain't enough room for your drugs.
Well, what kind of drugs?
I was thinking maybe it's what you save one for later. You put it in there. Not done with it yet. Go back to
the
well.
Might be an old Tim the Rock Reigns.
Huh?
Tim the Rock Reigns.
Who's that? That?
Played for the Expos.
What'd he do?
Tim the Rock.
Oh, crap.
He's a sniffer.
Oh, so you didn't go on the top of here. Yeah. How you doing? Keep it moving?
Yeah. Atlanta special.
Was this in Atlanta? Hey, that I still have never seen a place with more drugs than Atlanta.
It makes no sense. Speaking of Atlanta. So
Hawks, by the way, we betting on them or not?
I took them for to win the series before the series started, so pretty good there. Julio.
Oh, here we go.
Improved the Titans from 4,000 to 2,500 for the Super Bowl. 2,200 to 1,200 for the AFC. But to win the division, only went from plus 110 to plus 105. So apparently they think Colts are a good team. The
Colts are a good team.
That's what I took away from that.
Chris Ballard has built a great team. We all said that. All right. I think they're just one weapon away, I think, from winning a Super Bowl.
Like a tall, rangy, athletic wide receiver, like a deep threat, like just catches everything.
Something like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I know we got guys. Hey, Pittman could be great. Paris Campbell could be unbelievable. Marlon Mack.
Isn't he injury prone?
No.
So is Pittman. They both are young, though. They have a chance still. Oh, okay. Some things, unlucky things have happened to both of those guys. You know, there's a lot of potential. But there is one guy who has 135 games and 160 possible games who is a certain all-pros burner, buddy, that could have been great on our team. And I think that's why the odds for the division haven't moved that much, because the team is really good. If we would have got Julio, though, I would have been excited to see the odds.
Oh, they would have been.
It would have been a huge
move. Because the Colts are still, there's still like five or six teams in the AFC who are favored above the Titans to win the AFC.
I mean, Julio with a chip on his shoulder as well.
We forgot about the spite stuff.
Yeah.
It's like Randy.
Yeah. Playing for a new deal.
You didn't want me, huh?
Wants more guaranteed money.
Yeah. Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Browns, Broncos, Colts are ahead of the Titans. The Broncos are in there strictly in case they get Aaron.
Yeah, that has to be the only reason why the Broncos. The sports books are just kind of hedging their bet there. Not a lot of people betting on Denver. If they are, they're betting because of the Aaron Rodgers situation. Let's act as if Aaron's going there. That team's also very good, by the way. And maybe they're seeing something out of Drew Lock that you're not.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Because he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's got a spite because they brought in Teddy.
Well, he's also been working every day.
Yeah. And he throws.
Remember that tweet? Drew Lock has committed every day of this offseason to become a better quarterback.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the fucking NFL, dude. I mean, you're a quarterback in the NFL. That's everyday thing. I think that's an everyday thing. I like the Titans, though. I like their team before this move. I like them even more now. How do you stop Derek with 7 or 6 in the box?
Tough. Can't.
And then if you stop Derek, how do you stop AJ and Julio? It makes the game very simple for the Titans. It's like, all right, what are you choosing to do? We'll do the opposite. It's just an easy little check. And Tannehill is not as bad as everybody says he is. What's that all about? Why is everybody says he stinks?
You know what, though? And this is a thing that I don't think many people...
Playoff games, they had to fucking what?
He wasn't bad with the Dolphins when he was healthy. He just got hurt. Like, he took us to the playoffs. We lost to the Steelers in the first round when he was actually healthy and playing.
How much is the Titans to win AFC?
They are plus 1,400.
It was just the con. What the Dolphins paid him made it look bad. You know what I mean?
Huge deal, right? It actually elicited a tweet from me about how much
exactly.
They paid him.
You know what I mean? Though, like,
because an expectation is set. Here's what we're expecting. Now he's got a $100 million contract. He's got the passer rating and everything to prove it.
Yep.
The only reason I said playoffs, so in 4 playoff games with the Titans, he has a total of 534 yards in 4 playoff games.
They got a win over Baltimore, right?
Yeah, they had 2 wins.
Beat the Pats.
They beat the Pats and Baltimore.
They had 11-point lead or 14-point?
That was when Derrick Henry went back-to-back and just fucking dominated the Pats and Ravens. That's when Earl Thomas, I'm pretty sure. And then we're up on the Chiefs.
What was it, 11, 14, 10? What were they up?
I think they were... What were the Texans up? 24-0? So that if
they were up 21, I think.
Titans were up 14. It was 14-0, I think.
I mean, that team basically still intact, by the way. Now, Jonnu gone. I guess that's a huge deal.
I mean, if...
It's a huge deal.
Bud Dupree, I mean, if their defense... If their defense is worth a shit. Last year, their defense was so bad.
Oh, and Vrabel might suit up.
Very, very bad. He might too.
Plus 14 hunch. I sprinkle a little bit on there. I don't like it, but why not? I mean, it might. You don't know. That's good money, right? 14 hunch?
Yeah.
Richard Sherman's still out there.
There's a lot of players still out there.
They need a corner.
They do.
Their corners fucking stink.
Whoa, dude.
They cut Malcolm Butler, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right now they have Janoris Jenkins and Caleb Fari is slotted to start.
Yeah, who they drafted.
Plus 1,400. I like Albert on that. All right, I'm out of here.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, call was hilarious. I don't know if you guys got to hear it.
I did. Well, not the end of it. I don't know how things were left.
This is pretty good.
I have an idea, but
I brought the hammer, didn't I?
I figured.
Hammer down, bro.
All right, so NHL, you have...
Hey, good show. See you guys.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you for watching and listening, whoever you are.
Thank you, Pat.
No, thank you, Diggs.
You have...
Bruins at home. I might even go regulation there because the 188's a lot, but yep. I feel like the overtimes with these teams. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to take the money line with the Bruins. And then Montreal, I will take in regulation for even money.
Mitt, NBA, you have the Suns and Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep, Milwaukee Bucks and Phoenix Suns both to cover tonight.
And I'm taking the Suns minus five. MLB, there's only three games tonight.
Yep.
I have the Royals first five plus a half.
Ooh.
Are you on the other side?
No, I ain't touching that one with a 10-foot bull.
Dylan Bundy's the worst first five starter in the MLB.
In the world.
1-8-1 this season. 0-10 in his starts this year.
Fucking Jackson Cower.
Cower. 5-0 with .85 ERA in AAA. I always say we stay away from the guys coming up and making their first start.
Jays, the guy for the Jays came up and fucking lit it up.
0.85 in AAA. He's been dominant. He's 5-0. I'll take him with the plus half.
Good on you.
And then I'm going Cubs first five plus a half. Ooh,
now that is where we will go to war, you're my going friend. Padres. Yeah. Weathers was bad last time out. I like the Padres to pull it up here. And
Is the Padres your only pick tonight?
No, I'm also going to lay the minus a half with the Sox with Pivetta.
Don't know who's going for the Marlins.
I saw it. I have no idea who he is. Red Sox just swept the Yanks.
Yeah.
Playing good ball. Pivetta last time out, 6 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 earned. So, yeah, I'm going to lay the minus a half with the Sox here.
Okay. I'm going to roll through these calls real quick because they have been awesome and stayed on the phone the entire time.
Oh.
What?
I do have a Euro tidbit.
Okay, what is it?
Mbappe to win the Golden Boot is plus 1,000.
Really? Hey.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know what the Golden Boot is, he has the most goals in all of the European tournament. Speaking of Euros, Corey from Florida, what do you got?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, dude?
So, not much. Sunny Florida. Living life.
Nice.
Question for you, Gump, for the Euros.
What's up, dude?
The juice on the spread props for goals against, like, you know, the bigger name nation versus the scrubs at the bottom. Like, I'm looking at Ukraine versus Netherlands first game. Minus one for the Netherlands is plus 180. What's your thought on that?
The only issue with the minus one is if they win by one, there is no push. You lose.
Is the Netherlands the...
Holland.
Well, no, I know the who Dutch. It is. Are they the favorite in that one?
Yeah.
I think I took Ukraine. Draw, no bet. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Double chance.
I took Netherlands money line in that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have I already put in a parlay for every single day for the first week. So.
It's two things I can't stand.
The Dutch and...
People who are intolerant of other people's cultures. And the Dutch.
Italy's up to minus 190 against Turkey.
See, I took Turkey. Double chance there.
It's good value on the Turks.
It is.
Unbelievable.
Gumbay. I know. Or maybe I took the under.
Forza Azzurri, dude.
I know.
I got a sneaking suspicion this could be one of those tournaments where the Italians come out of nowhere. Let's go.
I would hope so.
I seen that. Did I show you the other day?
Got the fucking horn right here, dude.
They haven't conceded a goal.
I know.
That's why I
might take the under.
They haven't lost a game since 2018. I don't know who they've been playing, but they haven't lost.
Turkey has done well. Giving up goals.
That's what Italy does. We do football.
Mancini, we do footy.
Gigi Buffon still in that?
No, he might drag him out for this one.
Justin from Ontario, what do you got?
All hammer down, boys. I got Suns and Bruins money line. Might as well throw the Canadians on there, too. You'd be dumb not to, right? Nice chain digs.
Thank you. Fucking, what do you have? Suns, Bees, and Canadians.
Habs.
Habs.
L'Habitant.
The Habs got no shot now because everyone in the world's just...
Yeah, it feels as if the Jets will fucking...
Ryan from Nashville, Royals, Angels. Who? What side are you on there?
I was on the same side as you.
Attaboy.
To add to that.
Attaboy.
Yeah. He's only given up 18 hits and 31 and two-thirds. Walked only 10. But Nicky Skates, you keep mentioning OT for the Islanders and Bruins. Plus 300 for, yes, there will be overtime.
Ooh. Yep.
I don't hate that.
That one's tasty. I think it does feel like every game is...
I think if you blindly bet there will be overtime for these NHL playoffs, you are probably up quite a bit of money.
Feels like every series, too, every other game is OT for somebody.
Rolando from Southern Cal, what do you got?
Is this Roro?
Roro.
What's going on, boys? Yes, sir. Roro from SoCal.
What's up, Roro?
Roro. There you go.
No, good dude.
What up, bro?
What's up, Roro?
We get electric in the Twitter spaces, yo. All right. Lock of the day. Phoenix Suns first quarter. Little explaining here. First quarter, Suns have covered against the Lakers 4 out of 5. They covered the first quarter against the Nuggets. This year, they led by 2 points every single first quarter they played against them. Go ahead, locking that.
Thank you, Roro.
Thank you, Roro.
It's a good call.
Yeah.
Steven from Chicago.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up, dude?
Hammer down. Hey, shout out Gumpy. Wanted to say thanks for helping paying the bills with the apps. They've been kicking ass, and they've been plus basically every
single
day.
Love you, apps. This might be my greatest accomplishment of all time. If the apps keep this going.
Two locks. Go for it.
It's our two locks. So we have Chicago Cubs Patrick Wisdom.
This kid is mashing.
6 home runs in the last week. And so the last 2 games, he's had 3 home runs against San Fran. And then, Gumpy, I know you love the Giants, too. Shout out. So I want to go ahead. And also, a week ago, they went against San Diego in Chicago. He hit 3 home runs as well, too. So I want to go ahead. He's plus 500.
Okay.
I put that in a three-leg parlay. I would put the Joker at 30 points. He went ahead and went against Portland, scored 35 points and above in 4 out of 5 games as they closed out the Trailblazers. So, honestly, I think he's going to put up points. There's no reason not to do it, and it's plus 360.
What's the third leg?
Honestly, I see Brooklyn taking care of Milwaukee. Ooh. I don't see your guys' optimism with Milwaukee at all. Like, no offense.
That was Mitt.
I see KD scoring 35-plus for 350.
Thanks.
Get him, Mitt.
Or don't. Thought he was going to get him.
Oh, you got me.
Joe from Delaware. Last call of the day. What do you got?
How's it going, boys?
What's up, Joe?
What's up, Joe?
Not sure if you guys caught game one between the Sixers and the Hawks, but I'm sick and tired of the disrespect towards Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Well, no, Embiid is your outright. No one's disrespecting Embiid. He played great.
And might just be the best player in the league currently.
Well,
probably
game one was a fluke. Put all your money on the Philadelphia in 5 games. They're going to lose another game in Atlanta, and Trae Young is a goddamn fraud.
Well, you can't just be a homer, dude.
That was the most Philadelphia call of all time, and I respect it.
Can't just be a homer.
Can't just be a homer, dude. You know? Can't do it.
I mean, that's...
Can't do it. I'm saying jump on these now because I got on Italy moneyline early, and it's minus 190. This is for Euros.
Okay.
Belgium money line over Russia.
Okay, I like that.
England money line over Croatia.
Yeah.
Netherlands money line over Ukraine.
I don't like that one.
And France draw no bet against Germany is minus 126. Good value, though. I hate going against Germany.
I was going to say, is Germany still really, really good?
Yeah, they're...
Not as they once were. Timo Werner stinks.
Okay. Even though he's... Okay.
He wasn't... I don't know why that was like that tone. He wasn't... Harry Kane's the favorite for the Golden Boot. Plus 490.
Harry Kane's not winning the Golden Boot.
So, yeah,
I don't think so either.
I have double chance for Turkey, which, you know... I also have the under 3.5 in that one.
In Turkey?
Mm-hmm.
See, this is one of those ones where it sucks that you get... You have to lay them... Like, you minus one, you're laying it... You know Italy has to win by 2.
I took the Wales double chance
against Swiss.
Yeah.
Gareth Bale, one last run. He's retiring after Euros.
I took the Ukraine double chance, and it's plus 120.
Yeah.
You like the Netherlands, though?
Yeah, I like this Netherlands squad. You get Genie Wijnaldum.
Scotland, double chance.
Gump, is there no push in soccer? What do you mean by that?
So the way FanDuel works, Mitt, like other places will have like a team's favored by minus a half. So if they win by one, then your bet would win.
Yeah.
FanDuel for soccer has plus one, minus one. And if it is one, it is not a push. You win or lose.
Mm-hmm. But
you lose.
You lose, Mitt.
It's tough. It is
good
tough.
Day, sir.
But they do have the double chance, so that kind of evens it out. I've asked about it before, but I mean, we can try again.
Tomorrow we do have John Sheeran on, maybe who we'll runs have, FanDuel Sportsbook.
Maybe, well, there you go. Maybe
we can,
we'll have
we can ask him tomorrow.
Maybe this Euro time, special.
Oh, a little Euro special.
Ooh. Mitt, yeah. Maybe just don't tell him you're a degenerate this time, dude.
Yeah.
Well, we should put up the PLL lines that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. I have something to sure.
We can't thank you guys enough for watching, listening. At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the show on the YouTube. Por favor. Tell your friends. Tell your family. If they like winning money, too. Merch is on store at patmammershow.com. Same time, same place tomorrow. Full week of guests for you, everyone. Good luck tonight. Hammer
down.